ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकः चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभिस्संस्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनी नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वति देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशादेशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत रामादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
इन जगन्नाथपुरी two lords are simultaneously residing, one in the form of wood and another in the form of a devotee. It is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, the presence of two lords is extremely important. Both are doing some different functions. One is giving liberation and another is giving love of God. But the exchange between the two lords themselves is the highest ecstatic expression of love of God. One who teaches to how to love the Lord, then he becomes example in the gulf of a devotee. A devotee is engaged in loving devotional service to the Lord. So love is exhibited by the devotee. A devotee cannot be a dry, unproductive development of his devotional service or progressive. A person who is progressive in devotional service must exhibit loving features of exchanges. Otherwise, he is not advancing. One cannot become an imposter and artificially show loving features, but at the same time, does not advance himself and to explain and give the benefit to others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us by his practical example how to render devotional service by which the Lord can reciprocate it. Therefore, every devotee has a prerogative to experience the exchange of love between him and the Lord. Him doing devotional service and the love that he has been attracted to him and perform more and more service. In other words, Lord is one and he demands service. So the devotee has no other excuse other than to sacrifice his life, his service. He's a slave, he's a surrendered soul, he's so much. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that example. And he showed the loving exchange in the pastimes of Rath Yatra. We are preparing for Rath Yatra. And prior to the Rath Yatra, 15 days we are deliberately making the Lord sick by giving him a cold shower in cold weather. The pujari will be engaged from tomorrow onwards or tonight onwards because he will have to rest and he has to be very careful and attentive to provide him all the hot medicines, you know, to remove his cold. And the cold is so strong, it will not go in 1 week. It requires 2 weeks. Really, the meditation of the pujari from after Snana Yatra, that the Lord is sick and he is supposed to cure his sickness by rendering devotional service. Sentiments are there. We have been given opportunity to exhibit those sentiments for 15 days only. Because it is worth experiencing by coming and engaging in the service of the Lord after Snana Yatra. Today we are celebrating Snana Yatra. And let's enjoy and make him sick. Elsewhere, like in India, it's 50 degrees. So cold water does not bother. But nonetheless, Jagannath likes to sneeze. Jagannath likes to sneeze. And sure, okay, I have cold. Now give me some medicine. In material world, we call, if we get sick and get cold, he said, feed a cold. Feed a cold. So Jagannath would be given both the elixir of in the form of medicine, maybe heart, a real heart. Generally, they prepare Brahmastra juice. You know Brahmastra juice? It is made up of ginger, cayenne powder, or hot red chili powder. Then black pepper, everything hot, and they boil it. Then they put honey also. So every day, the devotee is adamant after, I want to remove the cold of Jagannath. I will feel it. So it's a wonderful opportunity to cultivate those sentiments of Jagannath sickness. And we have given task at least for 15 days. We don't like the cold hanging around. But see, these days even nothing works. Doctor will give you medicine, but the cold will not go. And there is no cure for it. There is no cure for the cold. They may make your nose dry by giving some medicine, but that doesn't mean cold has gone. As soon as you stop medicine, the nose will start flowing again. But here, we have opportunity to meditate upon the sickness of Jagannath, and we serve him. And then we partake those medicinal prasad also. in the sense that, wow, these are real strong medicines, and we have to utilize it. Even if we get sick, then we can understand, let's make Jagannath Brahmastra and distribute. In general days, I remember in near Vrindavan, in early days, when we did not have even hot water to take bath. Some of the devotees were taking an empty bucket, go in the pond nearby, break the ice and rub the ice, and come and do the service. We don't treat ourselves. We have taken cold showers in the winter. Cold shower. Running water does not freeze. Right? The rest of the water freezes. Stagnant water freezes. Running water does not freeze. In New York. And we didn't have for two consecutive years in 1979 and 1980. Before the building was sold out, we have no heat. Devotees were unable to pay in New York City the bill for the gas and hot water. The heat was also provided. Mass furnaces. The steam was provided just to warm up the houses. So anyway, and we had to take compulsory bath. And it was an experience. Then we can realize that what kind of cold we have to face. In India, nobody can think like that. They can take cold showers, but it is not cold shower at all. We love to take that kind of, right? In the beginning, when we started preaching in India, after Prabhupada left and many devotees came, we were emphasizing that those who live in the temple, they must take cold showers and get up for Mangal Aarti at 3:30, right? And they started creating out so many excuses. And it became a term that we can't tolerate this cold showers. But then the enthusiasm is not there. Everything comes in reciprocation. Here we can taste that Jagannath is getting cold and we must serve him reciprocatedly. Krishna doesn't have cold. This is all bogus. No, it is not bogus. It is spiritually enlivening. Somehow or other, we can progress by understanding the transcendental nature of devotee and devotional service. So we are given opportunity. And give him bath with all pomp and glory that you don't allow Jagannath to even complain. Right? We just had and given a little cold shower. And then we have to wash off all the frozen ghee on the Lord with warm water. And Jagannath thinks, oh, thank you very much. Very well provided the hot water. But the idea is that we have to keep clean also. We can't worship him at his dislike. A slimy body. The reciprocation is a transcendental reality. It's not a sentimental experience. But it depends upon how do we look at it. I was talking about that we are not idol worshippers. We are not sentimentalists. Sentiments are natural, but we are not sentimentalist, means depending upon our happiness and distress experiences based on sentiments. That is very dangerous. Rather, we have to understand through Krishna conscious intelligence that we have to keep aside or consider equal both happiness and distress, because Krishna is advising it, just tolerate it. You may question that, how can I tolerate happiness? You know only how to tolerate distress. How to tolerate happiness? Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Dukkhesu anudvigamana sukhesu vigatasra. This is the attitude. If there is distress, anudvigamana, udvig means anxieties. Don't create anxiety. Tolerate the inconveniences due to the miseries. Do not be over anxious. How to get rid of it? So, dukkheshu anudvigamana. And sukheshu vigataspraha. If happiness is come, then remain detached. Don't become too attached for getting more and more happiness. No. This is the art of living. Ravi Shankar. Art of living. Dukkheshu dukkheshu anudvigamana sukheshu vigataspraha. So, here, experiences of heat and cold, while giving him bath, we are supposed to understand that Jagannath is so transcendental. We may think, oh, because he is of wood, he doesn't feel anything. He says, no, this is vigraha. We are doing vigraha seva, we are not idol worshippers. Idols do not reciprocate with you, but vigraha reciprocates with your sentient feelings. Vigraha, graha means embodiment, or one which has been construed or constructed through the material things with the modes. But Jagannath is spiritual in nature, because the transcendental energies are bound by transcendental mode. So you are going to reflect, according to your development of devotional service, you are going to reflect upon how are you perceiving the Lord's transcendental feeling. So pujaris have to deal, according to Kapil Dev, who is speaking to Devahuti, pujaris have to deal with the daily situation with for the Lord's feelings. My dear Lord, knowingly or unknowingly I have committed offenses at your lotus. Please forgive me, knowing that I am your servant. Abrat kshama mante hai. After serving the Lord, we are supposed to beg His pardon. Radha Gopinath, they are looking very beautiful, very transcendentally situated, so they are always happy, we think, so we do not need to beg His pardon. No, always remain. A servant is always fearful that he might commit some mistake to make him unhappy. Knowingly or unknowingly, I might have committed some mistakes. Please forgive me. Aparadha sahasrani kriyante agnisham maya. I am committing thousands of offenses day and night. But considering me to be your servant, please excuse me. Aparadha sahasrani kriyante agnisham maya. Dasoham iti mam matva kshamasv Madhusudana. We have right and to get pardon. Why? Because Krishna, you promised. Pratigyatava Govinda name bhakta pranashyati iti sansmrutya sansmrutya prana samadhyayami. Because you have given this promise that my devotee will never perish. Therefore, remembering your promise, I am attempting to serve you even with thousands of faults. Please forgive me. This is expressing the humility in front of the Lord. Oh, Radha Gopinath is so wonderful, so merciful, always smiling, always looking better, lots of flowers, and we think that we do not need to beg for pardon. We are taught in devotional service that don't consider that the ornaments and others that you put, they make Radha Gopinath beautiful. No, because Radha Gopinath is so transcendentally beautiful that the ornaments look beautiful on him. We are told, somehow or other, taught to think other way around. Not the way we think in material life. Vanity. You know, vanity means false beauty. It is simply reflected in the mirror. But here, Sakshat Narayan, Pratima Nahi, Sakshat Narayan. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. So, when you deal with the deity, give him faith. Always think of him through congregational chanting of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This transcendental sound vibrations will superimpose in your service. They become the transcendental carrying your feelings to the Supreme Lord who is non-different from His holy name. So, without that, rituals are rituals. They do not care for holy name there. They care for Dakshina only. That is called Karma Kanda. We are not Karma Kandis. Chanting Hare Krishna is not Karma Kanda. The love of Godhead generates from chanting. That is the perfection of chanting of Hare Krishna. All the culminations of your analysis, when the last conclusion will be there, that will be ending up in chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So therefore, this is transcendental method. It's not a ritual, but it's a celebration. A celebration. Rituals are not generally performed for celebration, because they're the sankalpa or the desire is completely different. Completely different. So we need to put our attention to the only factor of love of Godhead by performing loving devotional service and not only service. Service without love and a volunteer, both are combined. Even though we become slave, but we are voluntarily becoming slave. It is not an enforcement of somebody. So this slavery is different. A transcendental slavery. You can take any type of body and remain a devotee. Whether a cursed body like Vritrasur, but still you will be considered as a devotee. Constantly striving for perfection of life in this existence is attaining the love of God. So Krishna has very kindly appeared before us in order to express and exchange these transcendental sentiments of the devotees. So these are the festivals. What we have to enjoy in the festival, not only prasadam, but also understanding and maturing ourselves in spontaneous devotional service. Enthuse ourselves to perform more and more, rather than the temple commander or president will come and chase you and bring you. Okay, why are you running away? It's your duty. Come on. Hey, Prabhu, I'm sick. Or make sick Jagannath. Make Jagannath sick. That is the transcendental pleasure. So, I would like to stop here. Is it time?
Almost. Another 5 minutes.
Another 5 minutes. Let's spare it for the question answers. Anybody has any questions?
What is the significance of the 2 weeks? That they are being sick?
2 weeks.
Why should they be sick?
We made them sick so we can treat them and we can give a very rejuvenating body again. It's called Navakalevaram. Why do you go for a treatment somewhere? To rejuvenate your body. So Jagannath will be rejuvenated. They'll put new paint. And every 12 years, you know, they get a new body. Oh, how can you do that? Why not? New body. They even have smashan or burial place for all bodies of Jagannath. They lament when they have to bury him. And new kalevar, new body will be transformed. There's a whole procedure of transcendental, experience. People go and watch. It's done open, not secretly. So, this is not tradition, but it is filled with, spiritual significance. And if you deal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is on the spiritual significance. For the demigods, you do not need to go into the spiritual aspect. It's a banyagiri transaction. Okay, I will do this, Vrata, Ganeshji, Hanumanji. Love, I mean, they do. Here is a free of charge, but the love is the only price. guy is ready. Jagannath Pujari. Srila Prabhupada.